the right way. I'll be headed the right way. Oh, I'll be headed the right way. From the belly of the whale. And the first song I sing, I will sing it to you, God.
Scott Orr for you right there from the album Where I Lived and What I Lived For, and the track was called In the Belly of the Whale. Hey, you're listening to Steel City Music, your host here, Gunner. You can hear this show every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. on The Hawk at Mohawk College, 101.5 FM on the dial, and of course, check out the website as well. Hit up steelcitymusic.ca if you want to download this hour of the radio show. I put up all the hours of the radio show up there as well. And if you can, give us a follow on Steel City Gram, SCM Gram on Instagram, Steel City Music also on Twitter. And we have a Facebook group and a Facebook page that people are joining all the time. So that's pretty cool. I think we've been around for 2 years now. Okay, so this whole show that I'm putting together for the radio station part of it is like a lot of live performances from Hamilton Winterfest, and we'll feature one of the artists later on in the next portion of the show, Harrison Kennedy. But for the first half, we're spinning some tunes from Scott Orr, and you can check him out on Bandcamp. And it is album is Where I Lived and What I Lived For, and it's under the Other Songs banner, that sort of thing. It's a Canadian independent record label, and he puts his stuff out, Timid the Brave, some of the other stuff that he's been working on, that sort of thing. And I know, I think it was I did an interview with Illitree, and I believe Scott Orr did some work with Illitree as well. But I mean, that interview was like a long time ago, which was only like a couple months ago, but under COVID, it just seems like the COVID pandemic. Just seems like, oh, that was a long, long time ago. I know my brain's working as well. So maybe I need another coffee to kick things into gear, that sort of thing. So we're going to spin some tracks from Scott Orr right now. And of course, you heard In the Belly of the Whale. Coming up, Knots, Nobody, Someone. And we're going to start things off with the track Flesh and Bones from Scott Orr. Check him out. Go to Bandcamp. Go buy the album. It's actually really cool. I dig it. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
I don't know what it's like to be loved.
start living, but I think that I'm dying. Bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh, move a little closer and I'll do the rest. I don't know what it's like to sin, but I'm about started living, but I think that I'm dying. Bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh, move a little closer and I'll do the rest. And I'm lost inside this river, some river's taking me, and ooh, would you jump into this river, some river with me. I've never been anywhere else than where I am now. I don't know what it's like to be lost, but I do now. And I just started living, but I think that I'm dying. Got a terrible feeling I'm in somebody's house. I'm the center of attention, but I'm as quiet as a mouse. And all the animals around me, I don't think any will bite. I'll keep my hands inside my pockets for the rest of the night. I won't be nothing, nothing, nothing anymore. I won't be nothing, nothing, nothing anymore. I won't be nobody, someone anymore. I had a late night terror.
I was all alone. Just the hollow and the empty at the end of the phone. But I got deep, deep pockets in my sort of young age, so I can walk across the fire from my earlier days. I won't be nothing, nothing, nothing anymore. I won't be nothing, nothing, nothing anymore. I won't be nobody, someone anymore. Attention to what the radio plays. Oh, Mary Joseph, where's your baby? I think I need him these days. I won't be nothing, nothing, nothing anymore. I won't be nothing, nothing, nothing anymore. I won't be nobody, someone anymore. I won't be nothing, nothing, nothing anymore. I won't be nothing, nothing, nothing anymore. I won't be nobody, someone anymore. Just a moment to get away. Tall, tall buildings, they will crumble anyway. We don't know what we're in for. Just a painting of the shoreline. All the wires inside my head are crossed. All the wires inside my head are tied and tied up in knots. Get up on tables if you let her. Just let me promise her that these times will get better. We don't know what we're in for. Just a painting of the shoreline. All the wires inside my head are crossed. All the wires inside my head are tied, tied up in knots.
says it's still where everyone goes to feel better. We don't know what we're in for. Just a painting of the shoreline. And all the wires inside my head all crossed. All the wires inside my head all tied, tied up in knots.
The track Knots right there for you from Scott Orr. You're hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music, heard on The Hawk every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. And of course, steelcitymusic.ca. Check out for all the interviews and download some shows, whatever you want, that sort of thing. Okay, so in the beginning of the hour, we've been listening to some Scott Orr. Check him out on a Bandcamp. That was from the album Where I Lived and What I Lived. It's under the banner of Other Songs. It's a Canadian independent record label. Or go to othersongsmusic.com to check out more information on that. Of course, I said that this entire show is going to be made up of music that was featured during the Hamilton Music Fest. They did these tiny escritoire concert series, and they did them in various buildings here in Hamilton to highlight them. And this one, they feature the great Harrison Kennedy. And this will be the second installment that they put out. And it's they did it at the Griffin House National Historic Site. Just a quick thing on Harrison. Back in 1968, he joined the Detroit pop group, The Chairman of the Board, and played all of the top venues, including Johnny Carson's Tonight Show, Soul Train, American Bandstand, and England's Top of the Pops, doing their hit Gimme Just a Little Bit More Time. He also had performances with B.B. King, James Brown, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, Funkadelics, and more. So there you go, man. The guy's repertoire and who he's worked with just kind of speaks for itself. He's always been one of these guys that over the years, since the early 90s, he was always on my radar when I was out touring or booking or doing anything musically here in Hamilton, because a lot of the older guard that I ran with would always tell me stories about Harrison Kennedy, how good he is, and it was kind of like, because it just wasn't in my musical realm at the time, right? And you know what that's like, right? You have your style of music that you're listening to at a certain period, and it's just, you know, it's not narrow-minded. It's just what you're listening to. And then there's that moment when you listen to something different, you just go, whoa, what is this? So when I first started hearing Harrison Kennedy for the first time, it's this is amazing. And he's from Hamilton? This doesn't make any sense, right? So, you know, it's guys like Harrison Kennedy that help you open up the windows of looking at the culture and the music here in Hamilton historically, and you see their roots and how they started out, and they give you a glimpse into what life was like for them coming up in the music industry at the time, and it's very different from others today. You can guarantee that. But having said all of those things, it's great to always catch up and listen to what he's playing, that sort of thing, right? And he's one of those dudes that if you see him around Hamilton, of course I'm talking pre-COVID, he could step in front of a festival and command everyone's attention to a small bar or a cafe, and it could be just him and like whatever instrument he's playing at the time, and he hooks you in, that sort of thing. So that is a craft in itself. And if performers can learn that, and holding people's attention like that, no matter the size or the venue, then they have it down, and that's something that you can learn from in life. And I truly believe that there are just some people that can do it, and Harrison Kennedy is one of them. Our pal Tom Wilson from Hamilton, he is a master of that, and of course he's learned from some of the best over the years on how to put on a show. So maybe that might have something to do with like the 60s and early 70s folk movement. I'm not sure, but I don't know. Maybe that's for another show and another time, and maybe some people who could speak to that just a little bit more in that theory. So without further ado, here's a live performance brought to you by the Winterfest folks. Harrison Kennedy, enjoy. The guy's fantastic.
Hey, everyone. This is Deshaun Jones, festival coordinator for the Hamilton Winterfest. Welcome to the second installment of our Tiny Escritoire concert series. These concerts are in partnership with the Hamilton Museums and is here to showcase the immense talent that we have here at home. Hamilton Winterfest is co-produced by the City of Hamilton and Cobalt Connects and is proudly sponsored by the Province of Ontario and Hamilton Halton Brandt Regional Tourism Association. Hamilton Winterfest acknowledges that the City of Hamilton is situated upon the traditional territories of the Erie, Neutral, Huron-Wendat, Haudenosaunee, and Mississaugas. The land is covered by the Dish with One Spoon Wampum Belt Covenant, which is an agreement between the Haudenosaunee and the Anishinaabeg to share and care for the resources around the Great Lakes. We further acknowledge that the land is covered by the Between the Lakes Purchase, 1792, between the Crown and the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation. Today, the City of Hamilton is home to many Indigenous people from across Turtle Island, North America, and we recognize that we must do more to learn about the rich history of this land so we can better understand our roles as residents, neighbors, partners, and caretakers. Today we're at the Griffin House, a 19th century home based in Ancaster, Ontario, that is deeply rooted in Canadian Black history. Today our performer also has a personal connection to the Griffin House. Harrison Kennedy has been performing since 1968 on many stages. Johnny Carson's Tonight Show, The Soul Train, American Bandstand, and England's Top of the Pops. He has performed with B.B. King, James Brown, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, and Department Funkadelic. Introducing the soulful sounds of Harrison Kennedy at the Tiny Escritoire Concerts at the 2021 Hamilton Winterfest.
So long ago, somebody stole us away. We were down so low, didn't have nowhere to go. Plant that cotton, Lord, and sugar cane. For the people, you got a moan for the folk. You got a moan for the people, got a moan for the pain. Oh, First Nations people, my kinfolk say they showed us which way to go. And that brightest star, Lord, it'd guide the way like a wise man long ago. Somebody moan for the people, moan for the folk. Gotta moan for the pain, gotta moan for the people. Well, my relatives down in New Orleans, Tennessee and Detroit, you know they built that land in slavery. To the Civil War, to the Civil War, destroyed it. Somebody moan for the people. moan for the people. Gotta moan for the pain. Gotta moan for the people. Well, the good book says, till the end of time, the brothers will be killing brothers. Oh, but those who put their trust in God will walk in the promised land. Sisters and brothers, with one another, loving one another. Where's my 40 acres and a mule? Where's my 40 acres, child, and a mule? Where's my 40 acres and a mule? I'm moaning for the people. Moaning for the people. Moaning for the pain. And that song I wrote in respect of the folks that made it here and survived and are still surviving and doing things in life right now that are showing that a good work ethic, a good family, strength in the family, and holds things together and not giving up. To my First Nations friends, to my African friends, American, Canadian, of all colors, 40 acres and a mule, we just make life better for each other, and that should be good enough, God willing. This place, the Griffith House, is important to me because I grew up not too far from here in Hamilton, Ontario. And my next door neighbors, as a matter of fact, our houses were attached, were the Griffins. And they found out through one of the girls going to the doctor, and the doctor telling her that she had a disease that only black people got. And, of course, they had to check this out. They found it was sickle cell. And then they traced it back to this house. And my mother, and the woman's name was Mark, and I was looking at this. It's a great place. It's fantastic. The way it was built, a man and a woman built this place. I think they had help from the community as well, but I'm not really sure. But it's quite amazing to be here playing today. And that's why I want to sing this song called Everybody Ought to Treat a Stranger Right.
Everybody oughta treat a stranger right, a long way from home. Everybody oughta treat a stranger right, Lordy, a long way from home. You gotta be mindful how you treat a stranger. You gotta be careful if you just turn him away. That might be the God Savior, and you just driven him from your gate. That's why everybody ought to treat a stranger right, long way from home. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right, Lord, a long way from home. You gotta be mindful if you're speaking. You gotta be careful how you go along. You must always treat a stranger right. Don't assault him if he's in your home. Everybody ought to
treat a stranger right. Long way from home, everybody ought to treat a stranger right. A long way from home. You know, really, we're all down here strangers. Ain't none of us really or have a home. According to the way you treat one another, you can cause us to weep and moan. Oh, everybody ought to treat a stranger right. A long way from home. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right. A long way from home. Well, now Christ came down here a stranger. He did not have a home, child. Wrapped and cradled in a manger, and the oxen had to keep him warm. Well, everybody ought to treat a stranger right. Long way from home. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right. A long way from home. You know, the wise man found that stranger, and that child was just one day old. Oh, they cradled with their garments, and they offered him gifts of gold. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right. Long way from home. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right. A long way from home. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, yes. That gets you feeling good, don't it? Yes, sir. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right. Another song that I wrote, it's called The Blues Solution. It stares us in the face. We are members of this human race. Pass that resolution the planet's been waiting for. Gotta stop the pollution of hate, greed, and war. Shining sea, we gotta stand together in solidarity. Black, white, red, or yellow, the many shades of brown. In this world of the living, together we are bound. Time is on your side. Love or hating, it's for you to decide. Divide and conquer, such an evil game. Brother against brother, it's just a crying shame. Lord, Lord. Side. Love or hating for you to decide. Divide and conquer, such an evil game. brother against brother. Oh, Lord, oh, that's just a crying shame. Blues solution. Yes, yes, yes. So this is a song that I wrote too, and I look at music as a way of conveying what's happening now. There was a church in Detroit called the Church of What's Happening Now. I love that woman that was taken. I had an aunt who was also a preacher from Detroit. I have relatives, still have relatives in Detroit. But most of them are all in Hamilton now. But I was thinking about what's going on. And so I wrote this song. Life. It's like a roller coaster ride. Sometimes it can really blow your mind. Poverty, confusion, so much crime. I have to ask myself, why, oh why? So much stupid. Stupid. Stuff going on. Stupid stuff going on. Like, the more things you buy, the better you're supposed to feel. Don't worry about money, you can just put it on the bill. If you feel a little pain, just take a pill. That's life nowadays. And they call it real. It is stupid, 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 Lord. What about the air and the clouds in the sky? What about the flowers and the birds flying by? What about the love light in my eyes? Should I deny it? Should I lie and be stupid? I've had the miseries. I've had the low-down blues. At a point in my life, I didn't know what the hell I was gonna do. Love came along and I was renewed. I knew there was only one way that I could lose. If I was... Wasn't gonna do that, wasn't gonna do that. Not me, because I won't let love pass me by. I won't let love pass me by. I believe in my soul. love just ain't gonna go. We're stupid, stupid, stupid. Yeah, I always feel better after I sing that song. It's beautiful, this home. I took a walk down into the basement. It's so solid. This place is going to be here for another 1,000 years or more. It's great. And I'm very appreciative, of course, being invited to do this today here. I thought about it. It's been on my mind for a couple of days now, and I'm hoping that this is a total success. Thank you. Now here's something called Nothing to Lose.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Well, I went fishing. Down on my favorite fishing hole. Yes, I went fishing. Down on my favorite fishing hole. Had some fresh bait on my fishing pole. Well, I caught a catfish. The darn thing jumped off my fishing line. Yes, yes, I caught a catfish. But the darn thing jumped off my fishing line. Had changed its mind. A witch doctor told me you gotta change the bait you use. Doctor told me you gotta change the bait you use. Put some loving in whatever you do. When you love, you ain't got nothing to lose. Well, I met a woman. I saw love shining in her eyes. I met a woman. I saw love shining in her eyes. Didn't take long before that love light died. And I don't know what to change your mind. Like the witch doctor told me, Man, you gotta change the bait you use. Yes, he told me. Just go ahead and change that bait you use. Put some loving in whatever you do. When you love, you ain't got nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. But I'm wrong about me fishing blues. I took his advice. It worked. Yes, yes. Now for a little levity. Used to be a lot of drinking stuff going on in my house when I was a kid. Well, down the street, all the guys, the men would get together and shoot craps. And I found out that if you're not winning sometimes, and you drink too much, gets too serious. But I think, oh Lord, I just couldn't help it. I got a Jones that I cannot hide. Well, now it ain't done no good for me, but people are sure enough enjoy the ride. Slow gin and fast women, Lord, that's a gambling man like fire. Slow gin and fast women, Lord, that's a gambling man life. When I was drinking and I tore up the neighborhood, people, when I'm drinking, I ain't thinking, not a care for what I'm doing. Drinking and gambling, Lord, they don't mix so good. Drinking and gambling, Lord, they don't mix so good. They got a warrant, and the judge give a fine. People, I know they want some money, or I'm gonna be doing some jail time. I'm gonna catch me that 309. Yes, I'm in on down to the train yard, people. Look like I'm gonna have to ride the blinds. I got the crab shooter blue, lordy, lordy. And I ain't got a nickel or a dime. I got the crab shooter blue, lordy, lordy. People, and I ain't got a nickel. I ain't got a nickel. I ain't got a nickel or a dime. Mm-hmm. Crapshoot blues. Well, what I used to do, I was always looking for ways to make a little extra money because I knew the fellas would be sitting there and they would gamble all day. And sometimes they'd go on to the night. And I knew that they'd be getting hungry. So I had odd jobs here and there.
I'd save up my money and I'd buy a loaf of bread, and you could get that much bologna for like 25 cents back days. And I would just make sandwiches with mustard, take it in and sell them for 25 cents a piece. They were drunk and they just loved it. And they were waiting for me too. They called me the sandwich boy. Where's the sandwich boy? And I'd come and wait for you, man. You know, and I would take that all money home. But the reason I have to give credit to the fact I was born in Hamilton, Ontario, on Winter Street, right next to the Griffins, like I mentioned. But my mother is responsible for me writing songs and telling stories. She used to call me downstairs when we had people over. We had people like Billie Holiday in my house, Lonnie Johnson. They used to come there because back in the day, black folks didn't get served in a lot of places. So all the community used to get together and just make up some. Mrs. Washington used to make suppers for them. I remember my Uncle Jack Washington was working in the basement in right downtown in Hamilton. And Duke Ellington, they wouldn't cut his hair. And he came to the house. He played a piano. And we had this piano on the corner that had one chord that was one note that was wrong. And he would play. And I'm sitting there, like, you know, I'm what, 6, 7 years old. And everybody would laugh. And I thought, oh, that's how you do it. So when it was gone, I'd go and hit that note. And I thought I was really playing a piano because that's what turned everybody on. I thought that's what do it. So Mom used to say, Harry, sing to me that song. I had no idea what song she was talking about. None. I said, well, okay, so I just made up a song. And the first song I made was like this. There's Uncle Clifford sitting on the couch. He doesn't know his cigarette's gone out. His ashes are falling all over the floor. And everybody would start laughing. And then they would give me quarters and Mom would send me to bed. So that's how I started writing. And that's how I realized that telling stories that people can relate to. It's about the feeling and the lyric, and that's probably one of the reasons why when I went to McMaster, I took majored in English. But I also majored in chemistry, so I took a double major and went to Brock. And it's helped me, the lessons that I've learned growing up. But if we did have a relative. Everybody's got one relative that no one likes. I had one in Detroit. He was on the street. And I went up to him when I was with the chairman of the board and a million selling group over there. Introduced myself to him. I said, hi, Henry. Uh-huh. I'm Harrison. He looked at me. Harrison. We had a son named Harrison. I said, Irene. That's my mom. I said, what happened, man? How come nobody wants to talk to you? He said, well, he said, I've been cutting that good kindling. Lord, I've been lighting some fires. I've been cutting that good kindling. Lord, I've been lighting them fires. But you know I didn't miss my water till my well run dry. I'm making that corn whiskey, Lord. Yes, and that battered gin. I'm making that corn whiskey, Lord, that battered gin. Oh, them was the devil that caused my ruination. So what he said was, a lot of people came up to Detroit from the south because they would work there. They wanted to get off the cotton fields and get jobs. And he was one of them. But he knew all them southern people, they liked corn whiskey. Everybody had a still down there. When he found that out, he started making his own bathtub gin. He was making so much money that he stopped working at Ford. The only problem was
He drank too much of his own product. Ah, rambling and drinking now from town to town. Yet I'm rambling and drinking, Lord, from town to town. You see, it's my good thing to let me. There ain't no need for me to hang around. Yet I got them, and it must have been a devil blues now, child. Yes, I've got that, must have been a devil blues. You know, I've been drinking to forget, but you got to pay the devil here, dude, don't you know? Oh, corn whiskey, Lord, and that bathtub gin. Lord, corn whiskey and that bathtub gin. Oh, them was devils, them was the devils. Lord, that did me in. Finito, bambito. Merci beaucoup. And keep the faith, everyone. Don't give up. Keep the faith. I know it's hard times, but so what? You gotta be okay. You love one another. Think of the good things, okay? Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate that.
Hi, this is Diana Panton. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
I put down the money, and I made up the plan.